Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Hope you guys are doing well today. Hey, we're not just wearing matching outfits for fun, although that would be pretty fun. We just went on a mission trip last week. Yeah. And so today, you guys are going to get the full report of that. We're going to have our high school, our high schoolers lead worship to us. And is it just me, or like, I don't remember high schoolers having full beards like that when I was in high school, so. So we're going to hear a full report from the high schoolers. We're going to worship with them. But first, I got a couple of announcements for you guys really quick. The first one, as we just saw in this video, we have our Illuminate conference coming up. And we want to encourage anyone who has an interest in this worldview conference to plan on attending September 16th and 17th. Get some friends, go together, carpool. It's a great opportunity to become more confident in sharing your faith. The registration information is in your bulletins. And so for any questions, just go ahead and see Rand Wagner. I think he's in here somewhere, right? Yeah, there he is up there. So we also, coming up in a couple of weeks, we have our combo Latino English service, and that's gonna be on the 28th. I think there's a slide for it somewhere. And that's gonna be next Sunday. It's the last of our mission focus Sundays. Hasn't this been an incredible month, hearing from all these different mission projects? We'll enjoy music in both English and in Spanish. Juan Carlos is going to be preaching. It's going to be awesome. And after the service, we're going to be able to enjoy some refreshments together out on the patio. So it's a great day to connect with each other and to connect with our Latino church family. So definitely be here next Sunday for that. We also have a CareNet Walk for Life coming up. Now, CareNet Pregnancy Center is a local ministry here in Shelton that FBC supports, and they are doing the vital, life-giving work of bringing hope and help to those with pregnancy care needs and decisions. So moms, dads, and grandparents are all a part of those that they exist. And they're having a Walk for Life event on Saturday, September 3rd, and would love to have us join them there in raising awareness and support. So get together, let's attend that. Registration information is also in your bulletin. Shocker. Also, another thing in your bulletin, there is an insert for you to consider serving in an area of ministry today, both Awana and the youth ministries. As you're going to learn today, our ministries where volunteers make a big difference. You guys are definitely going to hear more about that in a little bit. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But if you're interested in serving in either one of those areas, there is some information in your bulletin for you. So pretty much, if you want to follow up with anything, where are you guys looking? In the bulletin. Yeah, nice. All right, so our high school band is going to lead us in worship. So would you guys stand as we worship together this morning? Thank you.
shout your praise forevermore. Jesus, our God, unstoppable. Nothing shall be to God forever.
God, we just thank you for this opportunity to just worship you in spirit and in truth, God. God, we pray that as we hear this report today, that we would all be so blessed by the example of these high schoolers. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hey, why don't you guys take a couple seconds to greet each other, and then you guys can grab some seats.
Could you guys move the mics back a little bit? And then I'll keep this one here. Let's pull all six stools on stage, kind of in a line here. Hey, you guys killed it. This would be a good time to start Spotify again. But lower it in mix four.
We have six pieces.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Can we scoot? We're gonna have to be a little bit more snug than that. Yeah. And then we just.
Are we sitting now?
You can sit now if you want.
I don't
want to do it unless I'm.
Wait.
You're gonna come back up in like 8 seconds.
Hey, I think I'm going to talk on this mic and pass this one around. Does that sound good?
Cool.
Hey, so this is how today is basically going to go. I asked the students and the leaders on Monday night when we got back from the mission trip. We had a couple days to sleep. We had a couple days to tell our parents and friends about the trip and stuff like that. And so a couple of days to digest. And then I asked all the students and the leaders, what was one of the most impactful moments for you on the trip? Or what aspect of the trip was the most impactful to you? And there were three common answers that we got, or three different groupings. The first was the outreach. The second was the activities that we did, like rafting and ropes. And the third was just what happened at camp outside of the program things that we did. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to have panels that talk about all three of those things come up one at a time, and then we're going to show you after they're done speaking, we're going to show you a little bit of a slideshow for what that part of the mission trip looked like. Does that make sense? So first up, outreach team, if you guys want to come up. There's like six people, so this will be the longest one by far. This mic is very hot. So, first up, I don't know who's sharing this service, Brendan and or Layton. Oh, sorry, you can introduce yourselves.
Hello, my name's Brendan Wagner. Hello.
So, Brendan, can you tell us about your experience on the trip?
Yeah, so one of the first couple days we were doing street evangelism, just walking around, talking to people, praying with people, and we weren't having a ton of luck. This guy who was a MA Mission Adventures staff person. Him and I talked to a guy who was like probably on drugs, and he was like out of it mentally, and he was talking about spirits and stuff. So we just kind of tried wrapping that conversation up, got turned down a couple times. But then towards the end, we were heading back to the meeting point, and I see these two people on a bench, and I'm like, hey, let's go talk to those people. One of them was wearing a red shirt, one of them was wearing a blue shirt, and then we got up there, and Layton and I kind of went over there. And then the lady in the blue shirt, she was on the phone, and we asked, like, hey, do you guys have time for a conversation? And the lady was like, no. And she just got up and left. But then the guy in the red shirt was like, yeah, okay. And so Layton kind of led it, and he gave him just kind of a brief presentation of like the Genesis story, Adam and Eve, and how sin affects us, and you know, the gospel. And then he asked the guy if he'd want to hear more about that. And the guy was like, yeah. And I was like, yes, let's go. So I kind of panicked a little bit, and then I was like, and then I kind of went off of what he said, and I kind of went a little deeper and talked about repentance and forgiveness and kind of what Jesus did on the cross, and kind of finished up the whole thing, and I was like, is that something you'd be interested in? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, can we pray for you right now, please? And he's like, yeah. And then we prayed for him and got his phone number and gave it to the YWAM staff. His name was Arnie, and that was just a really cool experience.
Nice. Thank you. Let's pass the mic, yeah. All right, so why don't you introduce yourself and then tell us about your experience. I think you're going to talk about, you probably know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do. So we were doing door to door and
pause for 1 second. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Annie. We were doing door to door with some of the YWAM staff, and we had like 3 or 4 people in each group, and we were knocking on people's door asking if they needed prayer, and we got rejected a lot of times. But we did have one guy. We knocked on his door, and he was like, hi. And he was not very happy to see us, to be honest. Well, we asked if he needed any prayer, and he said, well, I just need prayer for rain for my garden, because we haven't had it for so long. So we left his driveway, and we started praying just on the way to the next house. We were like, Lord, we pray that you give him rain for the garden. And the same night, we had a huge thunderstorm. Like, God was like, oh, you asked for rain, we give you a thunderstorm. So we had a huge thunderstorm, and it was so much fun whenever it started coming, and everybody was like, Annie, didn't you pray for rain today? It was so much fun. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you. Hey, so why don't you introduce yourself and tell people what grade you were in this last year? Brendan was a senior, Annie was a freshman.
Okay, so my name is Katie, and I was a junior. So I'm gonna talk about, I'm gonna talk about how even if you get discouraged, God can come through, and it can also take time to get back into, like, doing evangelism and stuff. So this year we had different types of evangelism each day, which I was super excited for because last year that was like the most impactful part. And so the first couple of days I was feeling super sick because I was getting heat stroke and I didn't want to talk to anyone. So I just kept getting more discouraged because, well, I wasn't talking to anyone, so I thought I wasn't helpful, or I kept thinking last year I was so much better at it. And so the very last day we were doing basic street evangelism, which has always been my favorite type. And I decided if I was gonna keep feeling like that, I needed to try and make the best of it. So we got in our groups, and right away one of the first people we got to talk to let us pray with them, and we had like a conversation. It was super cool because I was like really discouraged at that point. But even if it wasn't a super long conversation, we still got to talk to someone, and that helped a lot. So everyone in my group was super encouraging, and we started talking to people. The more I got encouraged, I was like, okay, well, God can still help us do this. And for example, like, you don't have to think of the perfect thing to say to someone. Like, think of, oh no, what am I gonna say when I go up to them? How am I gonna start it? If God's gonna use you, he's gonna use you either way. So as we kept talking to people, I got more comfortable, and it was really cool seeing how God was working through us, even when we felt like that. Like my friend Isaac, who is in my group, he kept So he asked if he could lead talking to the next person, which was super cool because that was something that he said he wasn't comfortable with at the beginning, and it was awesome to see just him want to do that. And it was encouraging for me as well, because like if he was going so far out of his comfort zone for that, like God just works through us and it's super cool. But basically, God helping us through the things even if we don't want to do them is kind of where I was going with this. And yeah, it can be super awesome.
Perfect.
Okay, I'm Ashley. I was a senior. And this happened on like the third or fourth day of outreach. And I was kind of at a point where I was also feeling discouraged. I was like, man, I haven't had a good conversation with anybody. Like, God can't use me to evangelize. Like, I'm not like a master of apologetics like some people, Brendan. And so I was like, man, I don't really want to do it today. So I went into that outreach just feeling down, and I was in a group of Joy, and we were like 30 minutes into our outreach, and we hadn't really talked to anyone. We were kind of just wandering around Salem, and I was like, this is going nowhere. And we ended up in a flower shop, and while we were in there, I looked through the window, and I see a couple sitting on a bench. And I don't know what it was. Well, it was God. But I was like, I don't know. I don't feel like I can't do it. Like, I felt this eagerness to go and talk to them. So I asked Joy, you know, if she wanted to go with me, and we felt the same way, and we went over there, and we just started talking. Like, it wasn't immediately, like, you need to hear the gospel. It was, how are you? Like where are you at? Like, coming up to someone as a stranger is weird, but we wanted to approach them in a loving way. And we started talking to the man. His name was John, and he was really, like, open with us immediately. And I was like, this is it. This is the conversation. And he started to share with us that he was feeling lost in his life, that he didn't have a sense of direction. And he also shared that they were in Salem, coming from California, to try and reconnect with their daughter because they felt like they did a bad job as parents. And he shared that with us, and I immediately asked, can I pray for you? Like, can we pray for you? And then his wife came over, and she had been away because I think she wasn't interested, but she heard that there was prayer. And so I asked her to, and she said, I need prayer for peace and for hope. And we prayed for them, and I kind of worked the gospel story in there. And at one point I said, God, I thank you that John and Cindy are your children. And that just, it affected Cindy, and she started crying. And afterwards, they were just so thankful. And I think that moment for me was just as impactful because I realized that I don't have to say everything right in order to share God's love with people. Like, just being able to pray for someone and to tell them that they are loved is enough. So anyone in here can evangelize. Anyone in here can pray for somebody, and it's as simple as that. And so that kind of readjusted my attitude, and I said, yeah, I can do it. Like, if it's for Jesus, I can do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm Lauren. I'm not in any grade. So one of the days we did this thing called a treasure hunt, and if you're unfamiliar, it is basically you're praying and asking God to give you a piece of clothing or somebody's name or an object, something that you'll go out and hunt for to see if you can find the person to pray for. And so on this particular day, I was having a lot of anxiety. I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't feel like I was a good leader. I didn't feel like God was answering my prayers and helping me have courage. So I really just was feeling super discouraged, just like Katie and Ashley. And so we went out, and Levi, he's up in the sound booth, he was in my group, and he had the color pink in his mind, so whoever he was looking for was wearing pink. So we were out, and we were looking for people, and we really weren't finding that many people to talk to, and we ended up at this housing authority place, and there was nobody there, so we decided to leave. So as we're walking, we're about a block away, and we see this woman in a wheelchair, and we were like, oh, we should talk to her. And so Levi and Jack decided that they wanted to go talk to her. So as our group is walking up to her, she stopped us, and she asked us where the housing authority was, because she was lost, and she had been going around in circles. And we were like, we know. So us never have been to Salem. We knew where this place was because we were just there, so we were able to give her directions. And as we were about to walk away, Levi asked if he could pray for her. Sorry. And she said, yes, pray for my heart and my soul. And she shared with us that prior Friday, she almost took her life. Something stopped her, and she didn't know what, and she said she had just been praying to God for neon signs, and that we were her neon signs, and that we were there exactly when she needed us to be. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't stop thinking about her after that conversation. I didn't even say anything in the conversation. She was just on my heart, and I just couldn't stop thinking about her. Her name was Pat. It just shows you how God can use you in unexpected ways, and that he does answer prayers. And sometimes it's in really unexpected ways, but he answers them.
I think we later determined that Pat had like pink shoes or something, right? Yeah. Yeah, which was cool because that's kind of what Levi was praying for. All right.
Okay. My name is Jessica. I'm a little bit older than high school. On one of the days on this trip, we went on what they called a temple talk. And we were going to a different church of a different faith. And we were taking all of these high school kids with us to learn about this other faith. Well, I had a lot of questions, and I had a lot of doubts. And I was very curious as to why. Why are we going to this other church? Why are we learning about this other religion? What is the point of this? So we go to this church. It's a Universalist Unitarian church. And we met the leader of the church. His name was Rick. And we learned some very interesting stuff about this religion. We learned a lot of insight. We saw a lot of his doubt, even in his own religion, as he was trying to present this to us, and it was very fruitful for the kids. Still, when we got back to camp, I still had a lot of questions in my mind about the whole purpose of the activity, the exercise. Well, the very next day, we went out on an outreach. We went with our groups, and we saw a lady who was walking across the street. She was getting her steps in. And so as we were walking past her, we stopped and started a conversation with her, and come to find out, she is a member of the exact Unitarian Universalist Church that we had just visited the day before. And so it was really amazing to have that connection with her, and it made her feel so much more at ease, because we were like, Rick? Yeah, Rick, yeah. And I felt so much more prepared, because I felt like I actually had a couple of tools in my belt. Mm-hmm. I felt like I could actually have a conversation with her and actually understand where she was coming from, and so I could help her understand where we're coming from. She was very kind of put off when I told her that we were out praying for people, and I was able to put her at ease instantly, mm-hmm. because I knew what her belief system was. So that was really amazing, and it was a very humbling experience for me, because I had those doubts, and God was instantly, he answered me right away. And so when we got home, I, as I can imagine all the other kids did, shared with their parents what they did. I called my mommy right away, too. And I told her all of the experiences and these wonderful things that had happened. And I told her about the lady that I met on the street. And come to find out, my mother, who never told me this, grew up in a Unitarian Universalist church. Wow. And being an unbeliever, I've always strived to explain where I'm coming from and what I believe in and try to share the gospel with her in many different ways over the course of my life. And this was yet another experience that I had that I was able to gain a lot more understanding about even my own mother having gone through this exercise with these kids. And I'm so grateful.
The temple talk was a lot of fun, and I'm sure there's probably some questions. The debrief was really intense. We weren't really supposed to really talk much at all or kind of debrief while we were on the property. But as soon as the doors to the vans closed, everybody was like, oh my gosh, can you believe they said this? So it was really fun. We're really passionate about what we learned there. And so talk to these kids about their experience there, and I'm sure they'll have a lot to say. Hey, thank you so much, Outreach Panel. Can we give them one more round of applause? All right, you guys can go grab your seats, and we're going to play a little bit of a slideshow. For obvious reasons, right, we're not taking pictures of, every person we're talking to. That would kind of defeat a lot of our outreach momentum. So this is probably the shortest slideshow, and you're going to get a lot of as we're going out and as we're getting back kind of pictures. So enjoy the slideshow. Yeah, it looks like that's it. It's just looping. Hey, could we bring could you guys help me welcome our activities panel? Come on up. Yeah, you can choose whatever stools you want.
Probably the tall one.
My name's Sophia, and I was a freshman this past year. So for me,
the most meaningful, or one of the most meaningful parts on the missions trip was the ropes course. Because I am absolutely terrified of heights. And I decided to do the ropes course because I heard that there was a giant swing at the end, and I thought it might be fun if it wasn't too big. But my group got to do it very first. The first of all our activities, and I saw it, and I was like, that is way too big. It was two stories high, just the platform, and on a hill. So by the time you swing out, you're twice as high. But my team was all super encouraging and uplifting, and they all worked together and convinced me to do the swing. They talked me all the way up the platform. And that was super meaningful, that this Christian community builds each other up to do things that, even if they're a little bit really scared to do it. And then I was up there, and I was shaking, and I was kind of on the verge of tears, and I just prayed in my head, God, please help me with my fear of heights. And then I did the swing, and it was so scary and so much fun. And after that, all the things we did were high, but I had none of that fear I've always had about heights. And that just really taught me, God is the God who answers prayers. He's the one who answers the prayers you never thought to ask, and he's the one who answers.
Thank you.
I'm Samantha, and I was a sophomore last year. So my whole life I've been told because I'm a girl I can't do anything because I'm fragile and weak. And so when I was told that, I tried to prove everybody wrong. So I'd never accept help from anybody, and I'd get really offended when someone would try to help me. Well, on the ropes course, I was really humbled, and my pride got knocked down a whole ton. Because there were points where I wasn't able to do it on my own, and I had to ask for help. And what blew me away was everybody was so helpful. And if your teammate wasn't helping you, they were encouraging you the whole time. And I'd say what I took away from the experience is that it's okay to ask for help. And by needing help, it doesn't make you any less of who you are. And by working in a team, you get the encouragement of others and the joy of being to work together.
So next up, we kind of have a unrehearsed tag team to tell you guys about rafting.
I don't know if you guys have gone river rafting. It's an adrenaline rush. all kinds of cold water, ice cold snow melt is this river. We're in the White Salmon, and class three and four rapids, some of the highest rapids you can get to. Super cold water, people yelling, rafts flying down the river, paddles flying everywhere. We got a few notable rapids, one of which was called the Granny Snatcher. Unfortunately, a few of the members in our team got granny snatched and are now grannies. Another fun thing to do when you're rafting is called riding the bull. That is where you mount the very front of the raft and you hold on. There's a rope. You hold on with your legs sticking out like this, and you just hit the rapids and covered in water. Super, super fun part. I'll let Asher tell you about some other notable.
Hello, I'm Asher, and I was a freshman coming into it. Honestly, it was very fun. Like we did cannonballs. The moment we came up, we stopped at a little spot, and we were jumping in, doing belly flops. I just did a face flop where I just flopped my face into the water first. It was really fun. And the water, I had to swim in the water for 10 seconds as I was freezing. The water was super cold. And one of the people on my boat, on my raft, fell into the water and face planted and got a bloody nose and a rock and all that. But it was all fun and games, you know? It's always fun. But yeah.
Bro, you weren't supposed to share that part. yeah, we had a lot of fun. Maybe don't ask more questions about rafting. Yeah, so White Salmon, I think it's mostly class four rapids, and I think this might have been the guy trying to hype us up, but they don't commercially run tours for Class 5 Rapids. And so if you're going with a tour group, and there's 40 people that probably know more than me, this is one of the toughest river stretches you can do that tour guides will even take you on for liability reasons. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. Well, thank you, activities group. You guys could take a seat, and we're going to play this slideshow. Hey, can we go to Spotify and change the song? Hey, is this the camp slideshow or the activities one? There we go. Is that Dave? Yeah. All righty. Can we bring our camp panel up, including the leaders? Yeah. And grades.
My name's Ashley, and I was a freshman last year. And so what we did was called an affirmation circle, where we sit in a circle, and there's a chair right in the middle, and we just go around sitting in the chair, and we just encourage one another and say what we love about one another. And I've never done this before. It was my first missions trip, and I had no idea what it was. But what I loved about it was that people who didn't even know each other had nice things to say about each other. Like, for me, I had people I don't even talk to. They said nice things about me. I'm like, you know me? What? But it just really encouraged me and uplifted me in that I'm a good person and that I'm not as invisible as I think I am. But just seeing the tears of joy and the look on people's faces when they got compliments or a nice word was said about them it was really encouraging for me just to hear all those things said about me and everyone else. So.
My name's Eric, and I guess I'm a senior now. Just like most of these people, 4 days after camp, my dad called and said, "So how was the mission trip?" And I talked his ear off for an hour and a half. So I'm not going to do that to you. I wrote it out, and I'm just going to read it because my mind is not as nimble as it used to be.
Hey, Eric, do you want this mic?
No.
Okay.
In 1973, at age 8, I attended my first Bible camp at Camp Gilead in Carnation, Washington. Since then, I have either been a camper, a supervisor, a counselor, or a leader at over 35 camps or missions, which lasted at least 4 nights or longer. Comparing those previous camp opportunities with the week I was able to spend with the FBC youth at Salem's YWAM base, I'm surprised but exceedingly pleased to say that the time I spent with our own students ranks in my top 2 or 3 camp experiences. What made our time at YWAM Salem so exceptional was the obvious presence and working of God. We were all welcomed by the Mission Adventure staff, who clearly reflected the love of Jesus and shared their passions of sound doctrine and reaching the lost with gospel truths. The high schoolers, to their credit, didn't let teen drama or cliques deter them from why they were there. They were open and eager to absorb the practical and holy teachings which were presented, and they were genuinely excited, albeit a little nervous, to interact with the citizens of downtown Salem. That nervousness slowly bled away as answered prayer, continued practice, and God's loving strength buttressed their courage. Their authentic care for each other, shared affirmations, student-initiated prayer, and the comforting of tender hearts was nothing less than the evidence of the undeniable moving of the Holy Spirit. Unlike at some Bible camps, the campers were not just hearers of the word, they were also doers of the word. They were a blessing and encouragement to those they prayed for and evangelized to on the streets. In addition, they heartened the YWAM staff, who witnessed the fruition of their own studies and preparation. The staff felt valued and welcomed as extended members of the FBC youth group and mentioned many times what an exceptional bunch our youth were. We, the adult church leaders, were also included in that extraordinary vortex of ministering one to another. To hear that the experience wouldn't have been the same without us validated the commitment we made to them and our Heavenly Father for that week. The vibrant Christian community we shared during that week was truly something to behold. Wish you all could have witnessed it in person. It seemed a dim reflection of heaven. Please know that the congregation's offerings, prayers, and support were cherished and appreciated. You surely made a difference for the kingdom. Be proud of the students' willingness to be vessels powerfully used by God. And please continue to pray for their growth. Philippians 4:13 doesn't say, "I can do all things," period. If we attempted that week's tasks on our own, we would have definitely fallen on our faces, been burdened with discouragement. No. The scripture proclaims, "I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me." We couldn't have done it without him. He was in all and through all, to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. I'm Dave. Dave Hamill. That's why I wear this. Do you think it was for you guys? No. I want to qualify, but what I'm going to share is I've known most of these youth since they were babies. I remember many of them being born. I've been doing youth ministry for a little while now. I'm heading into my 40th year here at this church. And so I've been the privilege of working with second generations now. And as Eric said, we've been through a lot of retreats, camps, mission trips. But what I want to say to the parents, to James, to Joe, is that repeatedly on this trip, the YWAM staff said two things over and over that they have not seen all summer in their recent time, a more unified group. Mm-hmm. They got along, enjoyed each other, resolved issues and conflicts before they became any more, and that they had not seen or had a group with more biblical knowledge overall ever. Parents, you are doing an amazing job raising your children in a godly way. James, for 8 years, you have instilled godly principles, the gospel. Joe has picked up that mantle, and it is God's word and the gospel that is taught and put into these kids, not topics, not events, not current things, not social media, God's truth in the gospel. And it showed. Seasoned YWAM staff could not believe the answers that these kids gave them. They'd ask them things like, oh, you knew that? Oh, I didn't know that about Jonah. It was amazing. And so I keep doing this year after year because they make me feel young. Yes, I was the oldest this summer on the high ropes course. I don't know if that's a compliment or what, but that was me just laying out there. I said, God, if you can take me, let it be today. It wasn't, so here I am. But with all that said, God moved in amazing ways. And this church should be proud of the leadership, currently, and future.
All righty, let's play that last slideshow. And worship team, if you want to come up here and kind of move these stools off and then get set. Two thank yous really quick. And the first, as we were leaving, I asked you guys to pray with us one more time, and we prayed that God would go before us, right, to soften hearts, to make our way straight, and he did. So thank you guys. Seriously, I know it's been said a couple times, but thank you for your prayers, for your support, for your generosity, because God showed up, and God went before us, and we couldn't have gone on this trip without you guys, so thank you. And the last thank you is for the students. Thank you guys for being an amazing group. Thank you guys for being so willing to let God work through you. And thank you for being so eager and displaying your Bible knowledge for all to see. So we are going to celebrate everything God did. And I would encourage you guys, don't let this conversation stop here. The tip of the iceberg in terms of details about this trip. And so we will have a good bit of time after service. Talk to these students, ask them more questions about the trip. But for now, let us stand together and let's respond in worship to all that God did.
Father turns his face away.
Amen. Amen. Hey, one more thing before you guys go. This is going to be a shameless plug here. The high school ministry and Awana could really use some more help. And so if you want to be involved with what God is doing in these high schoolers or in our community, youth in general, definitely check out your bulletins, fill out that serve card, or just come talk to me or even one of the students, anybody wearing one of these blue shirts, and we'll help you out. Thank you guys so much. Stick around for some conversations. Have a great Sunday, and we'll see you next week.